This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to speak as a leader when the organization's values and a business decision are in visible tension. Say what needs saying without losing your people's trust. In short, when a business decision strains your organization's stated values, the worst thing you can do is pretend the tension does not exist. Your team already sees it. Name the tension directly before your team names it for you. Explain the reasoning behind the decision without overselling it. Be honest about where you stand and hold the line on what stays non-negotiable. Definition: leadership voice tension is the specific communication challenge that arises when a leader must speak about a business decision that visibly conflicts with the organization's stated values. It requires honest, authoritative language that holds both the reality of the decision and the integrity of the leader simultaneously. A director I know spent 3 careful minutes explaining why a round of redundancies was completely aligned with the company's commitment to people. His team sat in silence. One person finally said, quietly, "That is not true, and you know it." He had no reply. He lost the room that day, and it took him 18 months to earn it back. Leadership voice tension is one of the hardest things you will face as a communicator in a position of authority. The pressure to smooth things over, to find the framing that makes a contradiction disappear, is enormous. But that pressure is the trap. Your people are not looking for a polished message. They are watching to see whether you will tell them the truth. What follows is a practical process built from decades of watching leaders get this wrong, and occasionally, beautifully right. Why this particular moment breaks good leaders. Most leaders are not dishonest people. They believe in their organizations. They hold the values genuinely. So when a decision arrives from above, or from the hard logic of business reality, that sits uneasily beside those values, the discomfort is real, and it shows. The temptation is to resolve the tension in the language rather than acknowledge it in the room. You construct a message that leans on one value to justify straining another. You choose words that soften the contradiction until it nearly disappears. It feels responsible. It feels like leadership. It is neither. Your team is not naive. They have been watching how decisions get made long before you arrived. When they hear polished language in the place where honest discomfort should be, they do not feel reassured. They feel managed. And once people feel managed by their leader, the relationship changes in ways that are difficult to repair. For practical frameworks on staying grounded when that discomfort peaks mid-conversation, the core framework gives you a clear method to hold steady during tense exchanges. But before you reach for any framework, you need to do the harder internal work first. What you must settle before you open your mouth. There is a precondition to speaking well in moments of values tension, and it is this: you must know where you actually stand, not where the organization wants you to stand, not the position that protects you. Where you, as a person with your own convictions, actually stand on this decision. That does not mean you have to agree with it. It means you have to be honest with yourself about 3 things before you speak. First, do you understand the reasoning behind the decision well enough to explain it accurately? Second, can you name precisely which values it strains and which values it actually serves, even if imperfectly? Third, are there parts of this decision you are prepared to defend and parts you are not? If you cannot answer those 3 questions clearly, you are not ready to speak. Going to your team without that clarity is not courage. It is improvisation, and people can hear the difference. The 6-step process for speaking through the tension. Step 1. Acknowledge the tension before your team does. Open by naming what is in the room. Do not build to it. Do not bury it in context. Say something like, "I want to talk to you about a decision that I know sits uneasily beside some of the things we say we stand for. I'm not going to pretend otherwise." This single move does more for your credibility than any amount of careful framing that follows. It signals that you see what they see. It removes the need for anyone to say, "But what about our values?" because you have already said it. And it establishes that the conversation ahead will be honest. Step 2. State the decision plainly. No softening language. No passive constructions. No, "It has been decided that when you mean we are doing this." State what is happening, who it affects, and when. The clearer and more direct you are here, the less your team has to spend energy decoding the message, and the more energy they have for processing it. "We are closing the Edinburgh office by March. 43 people will be affected. redeployment options are available for some, but not all. Plain language is an act of respect. Transparency at this stage is not a nice gesture. It is a structural requirement for reducing the tension that follows. Step 3. Name the values at stake, specifically. This is where most leaders go wrong. They either ignore the values entirely, which leaves people feeling the organization is hypocritical, or they claim the decision fully aligns with the values, which insults everyone's intelligence. The honest path is harder and more powerful. Name the value that is being strained. We have always said that our people are our greatest asset. This decision does not sit easily beside that, and I am not going to tell you it does. Then, if it is true, name the value that the decision is trying to serve. What it is trying to protect is the financial stability that keeps the other 400 jobs in place. You are not resolving the tension with this. You are mapping it honestly. That is what leadership voice sounds like. Step 4. Explain the reasoning without overselling it. People can accept decisions they disagree with. What they struggle to accept is feeling that the reasoning was hidden from them, or that the leader does not trust them with the full picture. Explain the constraints that shaped this decision. Be honest about what options were considered and why they were set aside. Be honest about the degree of certainty you have and where uncertainty remains. The board reviewed 3 alternatives. I pushed for the one that kept the most roles. This outcome is not what I wanted, but I understand why the numbers made it unavoidable. Avoid claiming confidence you do not have. If the path ahead is unclear, say so. Your team does not need you to be certain. They need you to be honest. If you are navigating upward pressure as well, knowing how to advocate clearly with managers who dismiss complexity can help you hold your ground. Step 5. Say where you stand. This is the step most leaders skip entirely because it feels risky. It is actually the step that earns the most trust. You do not have to perform enthusiasm for a decision you find difficult. You do not have to pretend alignment you do not feel. What you do have to do is be clear about what you will and will not do from here. I did not advocate for this outcome. I argued against it for longer than most people know. I have accepted it because I understand the business reality and because fighting a settled decision is not the best use of what I owe this team now. Or, if you do agree, I believe this was the right call. It was painful to reach, and I hold the cost of it seriously. But I believe it is right. Either way, be specific. Vague expressions of empathy without a clear personal position are worse than silence. Step 6. Hold the space for the response. After you have spoken, stop. Do not rush to fill the silence with reassurance. Do not pivot immediately to next steps. Let people react. Your job in this moment is to listen fully, to answer questions directly, and to tolerate the discomfort of people being upset or angry without becoming defensive. If someone challenges the decision, engage with the challenge honestly rather than deflecting. If someone asks a question you cannot answer, say so. Ensuring every person who needs to speak gets that opportunity is not a courtesy here. It is essential to processing collective discomfort. If the conversation breaks down into direct conflict between colleagues, you have the tools to manage that. The deal method is built for exactly those moments. When your team is remote or dispersed, the 6 steps above apply in any setting. But in remote teams, the stakes for each step are higher, because the absence of physical presence removes nearly every nonverbal signal that helps people calibrate your honesty. In a room, your posture, your eye contact, the fact that you stayed for the questions rather than rushing away, all of these communicate something before you speak a word. On a video call, you have your face and your words, and that is nearly everything. Slow down more than feels natural. Name your tone explicitly when it might be misread. I want to be direct here, and I want to make sure you hear this as honest, not dismissive. Create structured space for questions rather than hoping people will speak up. And after the conversation, send a written summary of exactly what was said, the decision, the reasoning, where you stand, and what happens next. That summary is not bureaucracy. It anchors the conversation against the distortion that spreads through informal channels when people process difficult news in isolation. For guidance on keeping conflict from escalating during those live sessions, handling conflict effectively during remote meetings requires its own preparation. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers. relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. The three mistakes that destroy credibility here. The mistake, claiming full values alignment when it does not exist. Why it happens. Leaders fear that acknowledging tension will destabilize the team. What to do instead? Name the tension first. It destabilizes nothing. It earns trust. The mistake, disappearing after the announcement and leaving communication to cascade down to management. Why it happens. The hard conversation has been had, and the relief is to let others carry it forward. What to do instead? Stay present. Be available for individual conversations. The people most affected need access to you, not a briefing document. The mistake. Expressing personal disagreement with a decision in a way that distances you from accountability. Why it happens. Leaders want to be liked, and separating themselves from the decision feels protective. What to do instead? You can acknowledge your own position honestly without undermining the decision. I pushed for something different and lost that argument is honest. I think this is wrong, but what can you do is a failure of leadership. If you find yourself needing to advocate upward against a decision you believe is damaging, there are structured methods for doing that constructively. Your pre-conversation checklist. Before you speak to your team, work through these six questions. Write the answers down. Speaking from preparation sounds different from speaking from improvisation, and your team will hear the difference. Number 1. Can I state the decision in two plain sentences, without softening language or passive constructions? Number 2. Which specific organizational value does this decision string, and am I prepared to name it directly? Number 3. Which value, if any, does this decision serve, and can I explain that without overselling it? Number 4. What were the alternatives, and why were they not taken? Number 5. Where do I personally stand, and what am I prepared to say honestly about that? Number 6. What am I committing to do after this conversation, and can I say it clearly? If any answer is I do not know, get clarity before you go into the room. Incomplete answers produce evasive answers under pressure, and evasive answers under pressure are exactly what erodes trust. The work that cannot be outsourced. Here is the truth of it. The process above gives you structure. The checklist gives you preparation. But no framework substitutes for the willingness to be genuinely honest in a moment when dishonesty would be easier. Leadership voice tension is ultimately a test of character expressed through communication. Your team does not need you to be perfect. They do not need you to have all the answers or to be at peace with every decision that lands on your desk. They need to know that when you speak to them, you're speaking to them plainly, with respect for their intelligence and their right to the truth. The leaders I have watched earn real, lasting trust over a career are not the ones who always had good news. They are the ones who delivered the hard news with their integrity visible. Every time you navigate leadership voice tension well, that is exactly what you're doing. Frequently asked questions. What is leadership voice tension? Leadership voice tension is the communication challenge a leader faces when a business decision visibly contradicts the organization's stated values. It requires speaking with honesty about both the decision and the discomfort, without undermining the team's trust or abandoning your own integrity. How do you speak as a leader when values and decisions conflict? Acknowledge the tension directly rather than pretending it does not exist. Name the values at stake, explain the reasoning behind the decision honestly, and be clear about what stays non-negotiable. Pretending alignment where none exists destroys trust faster than the decision itself ever would. How do you maintain credibility when defending an unpopular decision? Credibility comes from honesty, not agreement. Name the discomfort you feel, explain the constraints that shape the decision, and refuse to oversell it. People trust leaders who tell them the truth about a hard call far more than leaders who perform enthusiasm they clearly do not feel. What should you never say when communicating a values conflict to your team? Never say the decision fully aligns with your values when it does not. Never dismiss the tension by calling it a misunderstanding. Never promise outcomes you cannot control. Each of these destroys the credibility that makes leadership voice effective when the next difficult moment arrives. How do you prepare to speak to your team about a decision that troubles you? Work out your own position before you speak. Clarify what the decision is and why it was made, which values it strains, and which it actually serves, where you personally stand, and what your team is entitled to know. Speaking without that preparation produces confusion and erodes trust quickly. How is communicating values tension different in a remote or dispersed team? In remote settings, the absence of body language means ambiguity fills the silence. You must name your tone explicitly, slow down, and create deliberate space for questions. A written summary sent after the conversation is not optional. It anchors what was said and prevents misinterpretation spreading unchecked. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.